Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we believe that teenagers are not a problem to be solved, but we are here to help you equip teenagers through the power of connection. I'm Carly Duke, and I am back for another one of our summer episodes. And today, I am actually going to be talking about gossip. As you well know, gossip is an issue for pretty much every single age group. But I think it's just stereotypical of teenagers and especially our girls. Now, when it comes to gossip, as I was like thinking about this episode and what I wanted to say, I kind of thought through rumors and gossip and how either I or loved ones were impacted. And so I'd like you to take a second and think about, like, have you or a loved one ever been the subject of a rumor or gossip that maybe wasn't so nice? And if so, then you know how that feels to be on the receiving end of it. And then I also think, even before we start this conversation, are you someone maybe who still gossips? Because I'll be honest, this is something that is really easy for me to fall into. It is something that maybe I don't even think of it as gossip, but when I get with friends, I'm like, hey, did you hear about fill in the blank? It's easy to get in the know and to want to share stories and to talk about what other people are doing. And then later you might go, that wasn't super beneficial for anyone there or the person that I was talking about. But today, I want to specifically talk about what we do for the teenagers in our life who love to gossip. Maybe they make up stories and start rumors. Maybe they just pass along everything they've heard, even if it's untrue or harmful. And I feel like oftentimes gossip is brushed off as trivial. It's just part of it. We talk about other people. It's just something that we do. But if we're not careful, it can lead to bullying. It can especially lead to cyberbullying. Now that phones and social media are an even easier way to share gossip, to share posts and, hey, did you see that? Oh my goodness, can you believe she wore that? And it can really damage relationships and reputations if it goes too far. It can damage the reputation of the person you're talking about. But I think it's also important to note that as the gossiper or the person spreading that news, it can also harm your reputation. Because I think teenagers can very easily get the rap of someone who's untrustworthy or someone who can't keep secrets or someone who talks negatively about other people. And then that will really impact your friendships and what people are willing to say to you because they can't really trust you. And that's something that we hear a lot in our teen life groups, both from girls and from guys, that they have people in their life that they just know, I cannot tell them anything because they will go spread it. Like we've done in previous episodes, I really want to talk about what is behind this behavior because it's more than just gossip and sharing stories. But I think gossip often comes from a place of insecurity and low self-esteem. Teenagers might spread a rumor if it puts others down or if it makes them look better because they're self-conscious. Or they might even be insecure about their value in a relationship. So they like to be in the know or they like to be the one to bring information because that makes them feel valuable. It makes them feel like they have a reason to be there and to share something. And it's easier often to share news about someone else than it is to be vulnerable and share news about yourself. And so that's an easy way to be part of the conversation is to talk about someone else. Or they might not even think that their own life is interesting enough. Or that maybe you won't care. Of, hey, they only care because I always know what's going on. Or they don't want to hear about my life. I don't have anything interesting going on. But the story I heard is very interesting. And so like I said, often it comes back to low self-esteem. And what's actually very interesting is that studies show that gossiping actually leads to lower self-esteem. So often it's caused by low self-esteem. But then after you gossip or after you talk negatively about someone, that leads to lower self-esteem then. And it's just this vicious cycle that can continue. So if you have a teenager in your life, maybe who likes to gossip, or just any teenager in your life, here are some questions that might be helpful to ask. So the first one could be, hey, do you know anyone who has been harmed by gossip? How did it impact them? And then turning it on them of, has anyone spread an untrue rumor about you? And how did that feel? So sometimes, especially if they like to gossip, bringing it back to like, someone did that to me and I did not like the way that that felt. And it can kind of put some empathy on it and put it into perspective of, oh, this isn't just harmless, it can really be hurtful. Now, if you hear them gossiping, so maybe they're in your classroom and you hear some teenagers gossiping, or they're in the backseat of your car talking to a friend, or you just overhear, or maybe they're even sharing some gossip that happened at school with you, some good questions to ask could be, have you talked to that individual about it first? So if they're sharing something that someone did or someone said, kind of asking, have you talked to them? Do they know that you're talking about that? Or you'll never guess what happened or what this person said about them. Like, well, maybe you should go to that person first instead of telling other people about it. And then also asking, where did you hear that from? So kind of, and we'll talk a little bit more about this later, but kind of making sure, like, check your source of, do you feel like, did you hear that directly from someone? Or is this from someone who heard from someone who heard from someone? And you're just another person in this chain that is making this rumor go further. And so sometimes those questions can make them stop and think about what they're saying. And it might actually be enough to kind of break that habit or that cycle of gossip. But as adults, I do think that there are other things that we can do to help our gossiping teens and just to help teenagers in general. So the first way, and this one might hurt a little bit, is to watch the way that you personally speak about others. So maybe you like to gossip. Maybe you like to sit at the dinner table and be like, you'll never guess what I heard today. And if you are doing that, then that is also fostering a culture of gossip in your classroom or in your group or in your home. And so you need to look at how you are speaking of others first. If you hear a teen gossiping, point it out. Try not to shame, but also don't brush it out. But it might be like, hey, it doesn't sound like you know for sure that that story happened, which might be spreading a rumor. And then go back to those questions I talked about of, have you talked to that person first? Or where did you hear that from? And follow up with those. I also think it's important, especially coming back to this self-esteem issue, to look for ways to compliment and encourage your teenagers without comparing them to others. Sometimes it's easy to be like, man, you are the best at this, or I'm proud of you because you did better than this person, or you got the best grade, or you had the most points in your game today. But all of those, you're comparing them to other people, which then can cause them in their brain to go, I'm only valuable based on how I measure up to other people. And so I have to put others down so that I can look better. And so going back to, you're valuable on your own. And really make sure that your words and your actions are saying that. It's also helpful to talk about the consequences of gossip. So about how it can damage relationships, how it can make them seem untrustworthy, how, like I said, it can reduce self-esteem and harm others. And then also, I think it's helpful to offer some coping skills. So even talk about, like, if this is something that they've come to you and be like, I think I have a problem with that. I have a really hard time stopping, or I have a really hard time not talking about other people behind their back. Before they speak, have them ask themselves, why am I sharing this? Is this beneficial to the person I'm talking about? Or am I just sharing this to make myself feel better? And then I also think you can talk to them about, like, what happens when they hear other people gossip, because maybe they are trying to work on this for themselves, but they have some friendships that are really, really gossipers. And so it's a pattern that they're getting from other people. And so I think it's important to point that out of, is this something that happens, not just because of you, but because it's what your friends do. And you've kind of been pulled into this culture of gossiping. So if they hear others gossip, some of these strategies might help. They could deflect. So change the subject. Don't let the gossip continue. And if they feel uncomfortable kind of just straight up saying, hey, stop saying that, then maybe they just change the subject. Or even say, like, oh, well, I really love it when they do this, or that person is a good friend. And so sometimes deflecting or even expressing discomfort is helpful, even if you do it in a joking way of, like, oh, that makes me feel uncomfortable because I don't know if that's true. Or, hey, that person's actually a really good friend, so can we not talk about my friend that way? And they don't have to necessarily do it in a rude way, but tell them to do it and then move on to another subject. And then maybe even that's where you can then deflect. And then finally, once again, ask them to question where they got that information. So if they're hearing stories from someone, before they pass that on, ask the person who told them, where did you get that information from? Who did you hear that from? and make sure that they're not spreading something that's untrue. And then, like I said, it's always helpful if they hear a rumor about someone else to go to the person that the rumor is about first instead of spreading it. And just even say, if it's helpful, once again, this is where they need to check their motives, but hey, I heard this about you and I thought you might want to know. But as always at Teen Life, we want to help change perspectives. And so I think gossiping is often just put in this really negative connotation and context, but gossipers tend to be in the know. They tend to listen really well to what's happening around them. And so let's use that skill to spread good news, to compliment others, and even change that negative thought pattern. Instead of always looking for the negative in someone, let's look for the positive in someone. Let's start to spread good things. Let's make it a game to see how you can talk well about others behind their back. And that way, if it gets back to the person that you said something, it's always going to be something good, not something bad. And then finally, I want to wrap up today with some things that maybe you could say to a teen in your life, especially if they're one who gossips or maybe struggles with this a little bit. And the first one is just, I love you for you. You don't have to put other people down. You don't have to compare yourself to other people. I love you simply for you. And then maybe if you feel like your teenager is gossiping because they don't feel value in your relationship or they don't feel like they are good enough, even something simple like texting them, hey, how have you been? Or even, I would love to get together soon and hear about how your life has been going lately. Of, I don't need you to bring stories. I just simply want to hear about you. And make it a point if they start talking about other people of like, no, today was all about you. Tell me about you. Tell me what's been going on, about how you've been feeling, what you're looking forward to, and focus on them so that they feel important. And with that, that's a wrap on this episode. So I hope that you will continue listening to these summer series. They are short episodes, but I really think that they're going to be packed with good things, ideas, tips, advice on how to deal with the teenagers in your life and how to connect with them on a deeper level. So subscribe to the Teen Life podcast. Make sure you're following us on social media so that you're always in the know as well about what's happening with Teen Life. And text this episode to a friend if you feel like you heard something that they would find really helpful. And with that, we'll see you next week.